Let me start by saying that Baltimore did a nice job today. Deserve a lot of credit. We were outcoached, outplayed basically in every phase. And Coach Harbaugh did a great job, obviously, of getting that team ready to go. And anytime you go on the road against a good football team, and you don't bring your A game, this is what can happen to you. And we got a lot of work ahead of us here, and a lot of improving to do, which we knew we had to do anyway. But this is the easiest way to see it come true.
I know you downplayed the bye.
No.
Blues.
No, they didn't have any bye week blues. So, no, that had nothing to do with it whatsoever.
The very first play of the game, that kind of, knocked you off your game plan or rhythm a little bit, where they rushed the strong sideline?
Yeah, it was, we missed the protection. It happened a few times today, I think, and, we think our protection in general was, not as good as it's been so far this year, and that was certainly an example of that. Miscommunication, misprotection, misblock, whatever it may be. But again, it was not a good way to start any game with a sack like that.
Were they a little more aggressive than they had been?
I don't know overall numbers wise, but we knew that they were a pressure team when they want to do it, and they kind of picked their spots, and really they hurt us with some different schemes and pressures throughout the game, and I think they started more aggressively than they had, but it really wasn't about free blitzers into the backfield. Most of the time was more of we just getting beat here or there, and we got to do a better job of coaching them. We got to do a better job of executing.
In your experience, I know it never feels good right after, but to get to where you want to be, mm-hmm. at the end, is sometimes a game like this beneficial?
Well, I think, anytime you have a game like this, it forces you to look in the mirror and really, tell yourself, where you're at, individually and as a football team. We've got 8 days now to get ready for the Steelers, and those are going to be eight hard days, good days, hopefully, and you can find out just as much about one another and your team and your staff, through the adversity of a loss as you can through six wins. And, we're going to find out how we respond.
Concerned about special teams? I know it's been a point of emphasis for you.
Yeah, anytime you give up a kick for a score, and there were some other things I'm sure weren't perfect either in the kicking game. That's obviously a big part of what we do and what we preach and how we try to win. So anytime that you lose that phase in a game, it really hurts your opportunities and your chances to win the game as a whole. So we need to do better. We need to coach better, and we need to play better.
About your punter, what'd you think?
Good hang time, gave our gunners an opportunity to get down there and cover some, create some fair catches. I don't think they had too many opportunities to just catch it and take it back on us. And again, we're worried more about the net than the gross. And I thought he did a decent job of giving us an opportunity to down the punt there, before half. And but that'll get better. It'll keep getting better.
What were the Ravens doing offensively, especially in the second half? Was it just the fact they just executed better than you?
Yeah. They ran the ball. I thought they made a nice adjustment there at the beginning of the third quarter and really ran the ball when they got the ball back there after our score, and ran the ball well from some different sets, different personnel groupings, a little bit differently than they had in the first half. And Flacco really did a nice job, and give them credit. Like I said, he did a nice job of hitting some things, and then he bought himself some time. There were chances where we had an opportunity to get him in the pocket and just didn't get it done. And, he's a good player. We know that. And he creates a lot of plays like that. So, again, they executed better than we did, and they deserved to win because of it.
I was over in their locker room, and they said they were very mindful of how you had dominated in the second half.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't surprise me that they're very aware of that. John does a great job coaching this team, and I'm sure that kickoff return right there was, kind of really threw some life into them. Not that they needed it, but to really start the second half of a game against a team that had done well in the second half for the most part the whole entire season, that was disappointing on our end, and probably gave him a lot of energy. The same thing I thought about him before we played him. He's a really good football player, really good back, you know, hard to bring to the ground. We probably missed more tackles against Ray Rice than we've missed in a while, and he does that to you with his style of running, and you know, he's low to the ground and hard to get down. So got to do a better job of tackling and wrapping him up, because he showed today why he's you know, a great player in this league. I do not have any report in terms of the overall thing. We're going to see how that, we're going to do some tests and all that, see how that is.
Did you prepare yourself for this inevitability that it was going to be coming at some point?
You're talking about a loss?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's hard to go through the season and not lose one. Certainly, we don't go into any week thinking that that's what's going to happen. It's very disappointing. You know, I'm disappointed in myself and disappointed in the way that our team played today. And I think we're a better football team than that. But, again, you're only as good as you play, and we didn't play very well today. So.
The breakdowns were everywhere.
Yeah.
How much of that concern did it work on side of all the phase of the game?
I mean, any mistake is concerning, obviously, and we've said, and again, this is always one of those things where you face a little adversity with a loss, and then you realize that maybe some of the things that you know, you thought were good enough just aren't good enough, you know, and so even the things that you feel like you're doing well after a loss become more glaring, and you really take the time to evaluate, you know, what you are good at and what you're not good at, and some of the things that you think that you're pretty strong in those areas, you need to address those and become stronger, because obviously what matters the most is how you're playing at the end of the season, you know, not in September, and we've got a lot of work to do, and we can get better. We were playing in both. I mean, we kind of, going into the game, they both practiced, you know, at that spot, and just moved some guys around. And again, you know, there are some times where